We're only into the second month of the year, but we've already seen enough to tell you that the city of New Orleans has a murder rate as bad as last year's. January's death toll included the shooting of a female police officer. Her death rocked the city's police force just as the department finally moved into a new headquarters and out of the trailers they'd been working in since Hurricane Katrina. As the city celebrates Mardi Gras today, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on keeping spirits high in the New Orleans Police Department. It's a struggle.
Percy Reed, 15 years old, shot.
Paul Burks,
Donald
24,
Dulles,
shot. Leon Williams, 54,
a small group of people gathered
shot.
At City Hall recently
James
to remember
Johnson,
those murdered last year.
Shot.
Warren Martin, 18, shot.
209 were killed. That's a per capita murder
shot.
Rate higher than almost
Don
every
Smith,
large city in America. This year didn't start any better, especially shocking the murder last week of a 24-year-old female cop. The line to get into Nicola Cotton's funeral last Friday spilled out of the New Hope Baptist Church, snaked around the parking lot, and stretched down the street. Inside, a visibly shaken New Orleans police chief, Warren Riley, rose to praise his fallen officer.
There is so much that can be said about Nicole. She was beautiful, courageous, warm, energetic, and very, very feisty.
Feisty she was. Nicola Cotton patrolled the rough Central City District. The day of her murder, she was out alone when she approached a rape suspect. The man, twice her size, who family members described as mentally disturbed, turned on her. The two wrestled for 7 minutes at a busy intersection in broad daylight. No one called 911. Ultimately, according to police, the suspect grabbed Cotton's gun. He fired all of its bullets, then waited by her body until police arrived. At Cotton's funeral, the heartache mixed with the healing.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody.
Reverend John Raphael said he saw a thread of peace in the tapestry of pain that was uniting New Orleanians in his church, especially between cops and community.
Today, because of the life of Nicola, tears trace their way in parallel paths down faces of every hue, representing individuals from every educational, economic, political, and social segment of our community. God is at work.
The groundwork for that unity had been building in recent weeks.
Let me show you around the headquarters. Move into this first area over here.
Sergeant Joe Narcisse shows off the lobby in the newly refurbished police headquarters. You can still smell the fresh paint.
How high was the water in here?
We got water up to about 6 feet here inside the building. The day we left out of police headquarters, there was fish in the lobby.
Live fish?
Live fish.
With headquarters now up and running, many of the force's 1,200 officers finally moved out of poorly equipped trailers. That's definitely been a morale boost. The department's crime lab has also reopened and rented space at the University of New Orleans, and relations with the district attorney's office are better now that a new DA took over and launched a violent offenders unit. But David Benelli, a retired NOPD cop who now runs a support program for first responders, says it's troubling to see so many veteran officers leaving the force. About 100 retired last year, replaced by brand new recruits.
The morale is extremely low. But considering what these officers have been through, it's amazingly high.
Benelli says many divisions still work out of trailers. Many officers still live in trailers and are separated from their families living in Atlanta or Houston, waiting out the slow pace of recovery.
These officers have been working so long, you know, so hard, in conditions that no other police department ever had to work with. It's amazing that there is any morale at all.
In his Central City neighborhood, Reverend John Raphael says morale is low, too. People don't get involved in the fight against crime because he says they feel it's hopeless.
I've gone to so many of these crime scenes where I see that mother or that sibling out of control, screaming, saying, I know that somebody knows what happened, somebody saw it, and nobody's saying anything. And then that moves on 2 or 3 days later. It's another mother who was in the crowd just a couple of days ago, silent, and now they're screaming for somebody.
He says his community is squandering an opportunity to rebuild a better city. Raphael says he hopes the murder of Officer Cotton and the united front that came out to mourn her death will somehow remain united to build that better New Orleans.
Oh,
can't nobody do me like Jesus. No.
Carrie Conn, NPR News.
Can't nobody. Oh, can't. Do me like Jesus.